Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue with you. Very excited about having a good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I think you know that. You listen to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. John Huber's here. John has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a chairman of Main Street Mental Health and clinical forensic psychologist. He is a practitioner with privileges at more than one hospital and professor of undergraduate studies at Texas State University. Dr. John Huber, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you've over the time you've spent with us over the last few years, we've talked a lot about sociology, about what's going on out there in society and how people are treating each other and how they think about themselves. A lot of comments lately. It seems like everybody's walking around with their feelings on their sleeve these days, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And they want you to know it. They're not ashamed of it.
Well, tell us, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think everybody has a right to their opinion, first of all. I mean, I think that's one of the things that make this democracy work well. Unfortunately, a lot of these people, you know, they're using these catchphrases like trigger words and, oh, my goodness, you can't say that because you're setting me off and I'm having this emotional reaction and I can't control myself because of something you said.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's being used to manipulate and control other people and shut people down when they don't believe the same way you do. And that's not how democracy works. Democracy sits there and says, we all have the opportunity to say our piece, and we all are strong enough to sit there and listen quietly, whether we like it or not, and we learn and we grow from that, and we exchange ideas, and it becomes this balancing act between multiple people and multiple ideals, and we come up with something that's in the middle that tends to work best for everybody. And these activists, because that's really what they are, they may be sociologists, maybe even social psychologists, but they're not individuals who are out there with like a medical doctor. You know, we have licenses. I have a license, and mm-hmm. I have to go before a board, and I have a responsibility to not harm people. That's why I have to go through and deal with my licensure board. And I have to make sure that I am following the ethics and codes of my licensure, or I can have that revoked and lose the privilege, because it is a privilege. It's not a mm-hmm. right to work with individuals. These individuals are sidestepping all of that thing because I have my PhD in social science. I have the right to tell you what you need to do. And I think it's very problematic. And, you know, we are missing the people like, you know, Nathan Glazer, who was an observational sociologist.
Mm-hmm.
He died this week, unfortunately. And he would talk about what he saw. And he wouldn't say, this is right, this is wrong, we need to change this. He would just tell you, this is what we've observed. This is what we're finding out about society and how things are right now. And period. End of story. If they wanted to practice, if they wanted to affect life of individuals, they needed to go and get a different type of degree so they can get licensed and work mm-hmm. with people, period.
What John's talking about, folks, is there are movements afoot right now to give people the ability to be indignant about what you say, and to be indignant to you, even if they're not the ones that, who should be indignant. If you just say something that somebody who's not even there might be offended with, they're gonna appropriate their indignation and apply it to you. The Nathan Glazer was 95 years old. He died this last week. As John said, he's an observant sociologist. In those days, prior, you know, back in the 20th century, sociologists would do research and would see what society was doing, how it was moving, what people were doing, why they were doing it, and they would present those findings. One of the books, Beyond the Melting Pot, which he wrote with Daniel Patrick Moynihan, senator from New York, I'll never forget the quote that I use out of that book all the time, John, is defining deviancy down. In the 70s, those two guys determined that our society was defining deviancy down. And that's what, and they were right, weren't they? I mean, we're in the long tail of that whole process. And today we've got these new sociologists who are advocates, as you said, and they think they should observe society and then make it in their own light, right? And what they think it should be.
Right. And lay judgment on that. And, you know, when I go to my licensure board, you know, I have to go through and I have to be able to stand up to them and say, what I'm doing is not only appropriate for my patients, but it also meets community standards. And these individuals don't have that review panel.
But how are they getting these individuals who don't have that license or that professional authority, how are they able to cause us so much trouble? I mean, how are they able to accuse me of appropriating something or somebody's identity, or accuse me of you know, using a trigger word or whatever?
Is they're, it the they're media? Taking that power of and on themselves, and they're finding people who agree with them, and they move, they take that as a movement, and those individuals who agree with them say, see, the doctor over here says this is what you're doing is wrong, and, you know, because of that, we're coming after you.
And the media is supporting this too, isn't it?
And that's who I'm talking about. Exactly. The media is supporting these individuals because it leads to an end for them. It gives them more authority. And all of a sudden now they can be, you know,
right,
self-righteous. And, oh, you're not only offending the doctor, you're offending me and the people who read my articles. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, You're now a misogynist.
Right.
There's no evidence you're a misogynist.
What if
you can't prove a negative?
John, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, if you're easily offended in the 21st century, you got a big problem. And John and I are going to talk about that when we come back. And you might be offended by what I say. 10:20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.